This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military spokesman on Sunday called Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group a, quote, murderous terrorist organization that kills civilians after an anti-tank missile fired from Lebanon hit a home in northern Israel, killing a mother and her son. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
The deadly strike near the border came on the 100th day of the war between Israel and Hamas that has killed nearly 24,000 Palestinians and pushed a quarter of the population into starvation. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, an Israeli military spokesman, says, quote, we continue to damage the organization's capabilities and take an ever-increasing price, unquote. Hagari added that Israel would not withdraw from Khan Yunis or from anywhere else. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
From Berlin to London to Karachi, thousands of people took to the streets to mark the 100th day of Israel's war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Opposing demonstrations Sunday either demanded the release of Israeli hostages or called for a ceasefire in Gaza. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi dismissed Taiwan's election results on Sunday and warned that pursuit of independence would be severely punished. Wang said, quote, therefore, no matter what the election results are, it cannot change the basic fact that there is only one China in the world. And Taiwan is part of China, nor can it change the general consensus of the international community to adhere to the One China principle. Wang made the comments during a joint news conference in Cairo following meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. This is VOA News.